The movie Jesus Revolution is sharing a history of the church and even of Christian music that you might not have already known. Kevin Downs is one of the producers of Jesus Revolution, and he's with us now. Good morning.
How's it going today?
It's going great. Now, the story behind this movie, Jesus Revolution, there's a lot of history here. What drew you to tell this story?
Yeah, you know what? My partner, John Irwin, and I, and his brother, Andy, we've done about 9 or 10 films over the last decade. And one of our early films called Woodlawn was kind of a different kind of take in this movement. It was a football movie set in the early 70s in Alabama. And while he was doing research for that, he uncovered this Time magazine article. And on the cover was like this sort of psychedelic picture of Jesus. And it said Jesus Revolution. And so as all of us kind of looked into it to see what it was, we kind of looked at each other like, man, this would make an incredible movie. And you know, we kind of thought about it and made a couple of other movies first and whatnot. And then all of a sudden we got to thinking, you know, why don't we explore this a little more and see if we can uncover some stories where this whole thing took place. And so we talked to Greg Laurie, who pastors a big church in California. And the stories we started to uncover were just incredible. And we were like, man, we got to make this movie. So finding the right timing to make it, we tried a couple of times, and COVID got in the way and got a little messy at times. We couldn't do it, but finally it worked out. And we think the film is really, really appropriate for the right time that we're kind of going through, just coming out of this pandemic, and people really wanting to gather and have a story that makes them feel good and is kind of like a rush of hope. And so that's what the Jesus Revolution is.
Well, the cast in this movie is amazing. Kelsey Grammer's in it, and Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen. Tell us how this all came together.
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey Grammer, I mean, first and foremost, I was stunned when he said yes. And so on his first day, you know, I sat him down and I was like, Kelsey, why did you say yes to this? I'm actually really curious. And he goes, you know, funny story. A couple months ago, I was kind of gathering with some friends of mine, and we were lamenting that, you know, we should really start. Why can't we do some projects that have like lifelong meaning or will outlast us? And literally the next morning, your script ended up in my email inbox. And I read it and I couldn't put it down. I literally emailed my agent immediately and said, just do whatever it takes to make this happen. And I was like blown away. I was like, wow, that's because you know, rarely does it happen like that. He was our first choice for that role. And he just came in, completely bought into what we wanted to do and what we were trying to do. Jonathan Rumi, who people know from the hit show, The Chosen, definitely was our first choice for Lonnie Frisbee, because there were some, you know, we wanted somebody that had the ability to kind of go and have that charisma that Lonnie possessed in real life. And Jonathan, you know, having still working on The Chosen, because they're still working on that show, really looked apart for us. And he fell in love with the script. And so that was a really easy kind of transition there. And so we're blessed with the cast. First guy to sign on was actually Joel Courtney. We saw him, an executive from Lionsgate, saw him in The Kissing Booth, which is a Netflix franchise, and was like, hey, you got to meet this guy. And what I didn't realize was he totally was on the same page as a Christian and was on the same page as what this script was, and he was really excited about it. And so that's what we want. We want cast that really believes and buys into the product and the stories we're trying to tell. And this one really did quite significantly.
Now, do you think this movie, which takes place in the 70s, has special meaning for the generation coming up today?
Oh, I absolutely do. I mean, I have three young boys. They're 9, 13, and 14. And in a way, they're kind of like the hippies. I mean, literally, it's like I'm trying to figure out literally like what matters to them. And they're trying to search for what their truth is in life. And there's a lot of similarities that I find, you know, in creating this movie and in raising, you know, three young boys, you know, kind of in this climate and what they've had to go through, you know, to kind of find their way. And I love that. I mean, there's just something refreshing about this story where we're kind of searching for our way again. And, you know, and you never know until audiences see it. And what's been encouraging is the audience feedback from you know, the pre-release screenings has been just absolutely through the roof and phenomenal. And so that's when you know, okay, you've got something special, is when the feedback really is that great.
The film is called Jesus Revolution. We'll put a link on our Life Facebook page where you can go and get some tickets and go and see it. One of the producers is Kevin Downs, and he's been our guest. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks so much. Have a great one.